USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A preliminary report by the Texas House Investigative Committee is outlining multiple failures in the Robb Elementary School shooting in Uvalde. The report noted failures in overall law enforcement response, the shooter's family, social media platforms, and the school itself. Families are meeting with the committee to go over the 77-page report. The Biden administration is not saying mission accomplished over falling gas prices.
He has dispatched his team to do everything we can to ease price pressures. It is his top domestic economic priority.
That's according to White House economic advisor Jared Bernstein. Appearing on CNN's State of the Union, Bernstein acknowledged that while gas prices are down about 50 cents a gallon, they're still unacceptably high. USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Almost 1 year ago, China surprised the Pentagon by conducting a hypersonic glide vehicle test. Today, China's military remains a concern. Appearing on Sunday Morning Futures with Maria Bartiromo is Congressman Michael Walls of Florida, who shares his opinion on China's advanced military.
They're creating dependencies on them, and they're handing the technology over to their military as they have the most rapid military buildup in modern history.
The Republican joining others, including Senator Angus King, who believes that the United States is years behind China's technology. Australian Cameron Smith is a winner of the 150th Open Championship. Smith began the day 4 shots behind leaders Rory McIlroy and Victor Hovland, but made up those shots by shooting an 8-under par 64 to capture his first major title. Fan favorite McIlroy finishing in third place. USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler. And I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream, or search your favorite podcast app.
Republican Congressman Jim Jordan says that he and other members of his party are considering impeaching Attorney General Merrick Garland if the GOP takes back Congress this November. The Republican lawmaker saying they will hold the AG and other members of the Department of Justice accountable for what they're calling the politicalization of the Department of Justice.
We're going to do everything we can to highlight just how political, just how wrong, just how much this Department of Justice attacks faith, attacks freedom, and attacks the institution of the family. We're seeing it across the board, the left going after those three key institutions in our American culture.
3 convictions in a high-profile murder case are overturned by a New York City judge.
3 men were cleared Friday of one of the most horrific crimes in New York history. It happened in November 1995. Harry Kaufman was selling subway tokens during an overnight overtime shift when he was sprayed with gasoline and set on fire in the toll booth. He died 2 weeks later. A judge dismissed the convictions of Vincent Ellerbe, James Irons, and Thomas Malik. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
SpaceX is marking another successful launch from Cape Canaveral. A Falcon 9 rocket carrying more than 50 Starlink satellites into orbit lifted off around 10:20 a.m. Eastern Time. It's SpaceX's 51st Starlink mission to launch from Florida. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.